little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Hi, I'm Keith Birrell, your host at realgeneralpractice.org. In the following audio clips, we explore some of the learning needs that our participants had at the start of our Calgary-Cambridge workshop with Malcolm Thomas. We ask our learners for some examples of patients who have challenged their consulting skills so that we have material for rehearsing the Calgary-Cambridge micro skills that are so important for effective consultations in general practice during this workshop.
Iram, are you comfortable standing up? I know I've got you writing there.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Did you have any thoughts in answer to that question?
I did have one patient a couple of weeks ago, an elderly gentleman who had basically just started disengaging from... He had multiple hospital appointments. He'd recently had a stroke over the summer, and he was supposed to have some follow-up with the stroke team, and he was also supposed to see the vascular surgeons for peripheral vascular disease. It was getting worse. And not really sort of too bothered about his health. And he came to see me for a couple of minor issues, but I noticed that he'd just not been attending all of his appointments. I think I found it quite difficult to get him to re-engage with all of that. I did try to kind of explore a little bit about his ideas, concerns kind of thing. And really he sort of put it down to a bad experience that he'd had in hospital. He said that he felt that the doctors just are always telling him off and telling him that he shouldn't be smoking and he shouldn't be doing X, Y, Z. And his lifestyle as well, you know, he smoked quite heavily. He'd had some kind of sort of heavy industrial work in the past, drank quite heavily, and just didn't really want anybody to... I guess no one had really got through to him or explained things enough, or I don't know. But I sort of ended that consultation not really having made much progress, despite sort of trying to. So I have kind of thought about it over the time and wondered what else I could have done. But for me, I think the big issue is the time limitation. I kind of really struggle to keep to time. So when you've got somebody like that and you've got lots of other things at the back of your mind, other things for your morning that you have to get through, figuring out how to get somebody like that to engage is quite tricky.
You've got a more difficult job as a registrar than we do as career GPs, because we have a whole... potentially a whole career ahead of us. And we only achieve little things usually within an individual consultation, and you get more of a grasp for that the more that you've been working in this environment, that you're just trying to nudge things in the right direction. But you can't nudge things in the right direction until you've got that true understanding of where that patient's coming from and what would work for them. So you have to keep a structure and an expectation. This is usually a 10-minute consultation, but to form a relationship might be all that you could do in that first consultation just by listening, and that might be enough of an achievement for that particular consultation.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.